Pull up a cup of coffee and let's get this party started.
We're the Uplines you didn't know you needed, but now you have.
This is the podcast for women who are building a direct sales business but want to do it the right way.
Melanie has a decade of experience in direct sales. She's earned the top in industry 4 years in a row and has grown a multi-million dollar organization. She gives a no BS approach to leadership, recruitment, and organization.
And my bestie Katie has you covered with the rest. From the relationships, the do's and don'ts of branding, her content has been viewed by millions. She doesn't just talk the talk, but she teaches people how to create an intentional brand too.
Well, hey everyone, it is Katie and I have totally taken over the Direct Sales Done Right podcast for a bonus episode that you are not going to want to miss. If you know anything about me, you know that I love, love, love storytelling. And what better way to talk about how important storytelling is when it comes to recruitment? Now, if you are in the direct sales space, you're a network marketer, you're a social seller, or you do any type of recruitment for your business, we want to make sure that we are speaking to our audience in a way where they feel seen and they feel heard and they feel understood. And that means that we've got to speak to some of the problems and the desires that they have. So when I think about storytelling and how I actually started in the direct sales space, so often lately, I feel as though I've been sharing the story about what I thought of my upline and sponsor, who you all know now as my partner at Chic Influencer, Melanie. And I share the story of where I was in my mindset, in my thought process, in what I thought of her the whole time that she was talking about this direct sales opportunity. And so I thought I would share a little bit about that story so that you can begin to understand that your ideal client is very likely somebody who, or your ideal team member, I should say, is very likely somebody who isn't commenting. They probably aren't engaging. Maybe they are, but if they're anything like me, they aren't engaging. And you may never know that they're interested. So as I talk about in the Direct Sales Done Right book, there are only so many things that we have control over. One of them is our actions. One of them is our reactions. And one of them is our mindset. And one thing that really drew me to Melanie, although she never knew that I was really watching and learning about what she was doing, was she was so consistent. She talked about the opportunity over and over and over again. So I'd love to take you back to 2011, my goodness, 12 years ago. And at that time, social media was, of course, a little bit different. And I talk about this too. Social media might change, the trends might change, but the psychology of sales and what you hear me talk about, that doesn't change. That is consistent. And so there this girl was, Melanie Mitro, and we had gone to college together. Everybody at that time was using social media, especially Facebook, to share pictures of their kids or their wedding day, or they would like a post here and there. But for the most part, nobody was talking about business and nobody was talking about their personal life. So on one occasion, I was scrolling through Facebook and I came across Melanie. And I clicked friend and we became friends on Facebook. And when I saw Melanie posting, she wasn't posting about her boys and she wasn't posting about her marriage. She wasn't posting about any pictures. There were no albums, but she was posting pictures of herself. And this was the first time that I was ever introduced to a selfie. And I remember thinking, that's weird. And I was curious about it, but life went on and I didn't take too much interest in it. So again, when she posted another selfie, I noticed that she was talking about her workouts. And I thought it was weird because she was talking about her workouts in a way that made it look like she was enjoying it. She was enjoying these workouts from home and she was enjoying this process. And then I would see her post about how she loved her celery and these protein shakes that she was drinking. And then she would look into the camera and she would make these like ducky lips. And it was just bizarre. It's so funny to look back now because that was my initial thought of Melanie was this is weird. I don't understand what she's doing. I don't understand what she's talking about, I don't know what any of this Beachbody, and that was the direct sales company we were a part of, this Beachbody stuff is. And you know what? I had a son a couple years ago, and I certainly don't feel like I have a Beachbody. So internally, I was confused. I was confused about what she was doing, but I was intrigued. I was hesitant about what she was doing, but I was intrigued. Intrigued enough to want to continue to watch. So there I was, and a couple of months had passed, and she had been talking about these workouts that she did. They were called Beach Body workouts. And I went to Google. And I went to Google and I Googled what the workouts were and I Googled the cost of them. And I was like, holy Moses, this is really expensive. I never messaged her. I never asked her about the products. I never asked her about her shake because at that time there was not a chance that I was changing up my diet and eating celery and drinking shakes. And so I went to Google and I Googled them and they were too expensive. So I went to Craigslist. And if you're around my age and I'm 40 years old, Craigslist was where you went for bootleg copies of workouts and videos or DVDs. And you would get these copies. So I bought a bootleg copy of Insanity because P90X actually looked too intense for me. And if you're familiar with these workouts, you're probably giggling a little bit because we all know that Insanity is not an easy workout by any means. And so I started the workouts on my own. So a couple things to note. I never purchased from Melanie. I never even told her I was purchasing. But she had inspired me to do one of these at-home workouts. Never connected with her. Never liked a post that she did at this point. Never asked her about what she was doing. I quietly was doing it on my own. So I started the workouts. And I felt like dying most days. If you know Insanity, you know what it feels like. Death by Shanti is very normal. And I got pretty good results. My nutrition hadn't changed. But I was pretty happy with the fact that I had found strength. I felt really good when I got these workouts in. I felt like I was ready to take on the day. And by chance, I was at a restaurant one evening, and there she was in all of her peppy, super cute, glorious self. Melanie Mitro was at the restaurant. And I said hello to her and she said hello back and she was so excited. And I don't know why to this day, I looked at her and I said, you know, those workouts you do, I actually do them too. And she, you know, gasped and she was like, oh, that is awesome. You should join one of my groups. And I politely shook my head as if I knew what she was talking about. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll totally message you on Facebook. I had no idea what a group was. I had no idea what it was. And I certainly was not going to message her to be a part of some kind of cult. So I decided that I would not message her, but I would continue to watch because I was starting to piece together things. I was starting to piece together that she helped people through coaching this online fitness thing that she was doing. So I was starting to understand that she helped people get results with these programs. She made them drink this terrible looking shake. She made them eat a lot of celery and she was all about health. And it was just still kind of bizarre, but that was not my thing. And it was just kind of weird. And there was no way that anyone was ever really that happy. I know I wasn't. I mean, who actually enjoyed the Insanity workouts? Nobody smiles when they do that program. So I kept watching very quietly, and I never liked to post. I ignored every direct message she sent me about joining her quote unquote challenge group, and I continued to watch. At the time, and this is probably about 7-8 months in, at the time, as I had continued to do Death by Shanti, I remember seeing on one occasion a post that she put out. And I want to paint this picture for you because I find that even when we write our own stories about where we were before we came about the direct sales opportunity, we want to think about these small details. And so I'm going to share with you the small details of my staple story, the moment that I knew that I wanted something more. Now, mind you, I'd been watching for months, never liking, never commenting, never supporting, never hyping, just very inquisitive, thinking that she was weird. So on one occasion, I sat on my couch and it was a Friday evening. And I only remember it was a Friday evening because I had collected all of these research papers that I was going to be spending the next couple of days grading. And I had a red pen behind my ear. I had my laptop in front of me and I had a glass of wine because it was going to be a long night of grading seventh grade research papers. And I also had Facebook open. And what did I do? What most people do whenever they procrastinate, when they don't feel like doing something, they go to Facebook and they scroll. So there I was scrolling and Melanie again with her happy posts. And she's just so chipper. And I saw her post about a trip she was taking. There was four women in the car. And in my mind, I remember them all being blonde, beautiful women. And they're all in this car. And they're driving down the turnpike for what was called a super workout. A super workout. Like, what is a super workout? That is just downright weird, is what I was thinking. And they were all in this car and they were piled in there. And she put something in the caption or the post that said something to the effect of leaving the kids at home with our husbands. And we're heading to this event and we have all of the healthy snacks packed. Okay, Melanie, whatever. And I rolled my eyes. I remember clearly rolling my eyes and thinking, who does that? Who does that? Like, who leaves their husbands and their kids for a weekend and just drives to go do a workout? That's so weird. That was my first thought when I saw that post. And I remember thinking, that's also very weird that they have healthy snacks, because every road trip I had ever been on involved combos. And to this day, I stand by my combos. 100%. I love my combos. And I remember asking myself, like, who does that? You know, that's so weird. But she looked really happy in the picture. And the other women in the picture looked really happy. They looked really excited to go do this workout. And they looked really excited to take a weekend away without the kids or their husbands. They looked really excited to be around other women. They just looked joyful. And so I sat there and I had the red pen in my hand and the stack of papers. And I remember a second thought occurred to me. And that second thought was, I wonder who actually does do that. Like, is this something that I could do? It took 9 months of thinking that my upline, my now best friend, my partner at Chic Influencer, 9 months of thinking that she was off her rocker before I finally said, I wonder if this is something that I could do too. 9 months. And after that, I remember reaching out to her and my question was, so what is this coaching thing that you do? I want to note a couple things. Number one, Melanie did not get discouraged by the number of likes that she had on a post. Melanie had a vision and she had a decision to make every single day about whether she was going to share it or not share it. Melanie had no idea that behind the scenes was me. I was watching her post for months. And while I was watching her post, I was sitting there in my own experience. We were buried in debt. We had full-time jobs. I was burning out with my current position. Although I loved it, I was so tired of taking on every extracurricular at the school to help our family financially. And she certainly didn't know that I had any interest because I had never voiced any interest. But Melanie kept posting. She was consistent and she created content with energy and empathy. And in the book, Direct Sales Done Right, I talk about those two characteristics. Leaders in the direct sales space who love what they do and believe that it can impact others' lives, they show energy and they have empathy for where somebody else is standing in the position that they are in. So post after post after post, 9 months worth of posts I saw from her before I ever reached out to her. I avoided her after I had seen her at the restaurant. Every message that she sent me was ignored. Everything that she posted was not liked. I literally acted as though I had no interest, but inside, she was planting this seed. Her consistency in talking about not just the products, but in talking about the opportunity, in showing up with that energy and that empathy, over time, it compounded. And I know here at Direct Sales Done Right, you have heard Melanie and I talk about the compound effect, these seemingly insignificant decisions we make every single day that actually bring us closer to our goal. Or if we don't do them, they push us further and further away. Melanie's compound effect was posting without caring whether somebody liked it on that occasion. And here's the thing. That night, with a red pen behind my ear and a glass of wine and a stack of papers, was just the right moment where I was actually able to say, I wonder if I can do this too. But I wouldn't have gotten there if she hadn't have consistently been posting. And here's what I want to call you out on. And I say this with so much love in my heart. We sometimes create content and we get no traction and we just assume that nobody wants to know more about it. We create content and we get frustrated because when we talk about the business opportunity, it doesn't get a lot of comments, or we just assume that nobody wants to hear about it. When in actuality, there's probably a Katie who is behind the scenes who is thinking to herself, huh, that is so weird. And she's probably trying to piece together everything that you're talking about in her own mind because she hasn't figured it out yet. And she may even go and invest in the products without you ever knowing, because she would never want to start something and then embarrass herself and not finish it. So when you are speaking to your ideal client, I want you to think of a Katie behind the scenes who may never be liking, who may never be engaging, but she is curious. She is curious and she is doing a good job of being a little bit judgmental of you, not in a negative way, but in a, I'm trying to better understand it. But I couldn't have ever reached out to Melanie if she wasn't consistently sharing what she believed in. If her energy and her empathy wasn't so intact, I would have never said, I wonder if I can do this too. I want you to think about your content right now and ask yourself, number one, am I being consistent? Do I show up consistently on my grid and talk about what I have to offer? Do I provide evidence that I am guiding other people to results? Do I share case studies of people in my organization who are seeing success? Do I showcase the community side of things? And if I don't yet have testimonials or case studies to share, do I have a belief that I am going to be able to guide other women to be successful in my energy or in my industry? And I threw out the book, Direct Sales Done Right. I talk a lot about belief and I talk about this mindset, Melanie's mindset. She wasn't even at that time a successful distributor in our organization. She was just this quote unquote nobody who was in her basement doing her workouts every single day, showing up, eating her celery. And side note about the celery, I still don't eat celery. I don't approve of celery and I am going to stand firm by that. But what I want you to know is her consistency was a big part of how I started to build belief that maybe it was possible for me too. The second thing is ask yourself, do I show up with energy and do I show up with empathy? Energy and excitement is contagious. So often when I see people post on social media, it's almost as if they do it with a check off the box mentality. And there's no excitement for what they get to offer people. There's no excitement at this idea of what if this opportunity changes somebody's life? What if this post is why somebody makes the decision to actually show up? And the second is empathy. It's an understanding that somebody might not understand what you're doing. Somebody might not approve of what you're doing. Somebody might have questions about what you're doing. And somebody might be sitting in their own struggle that they can't possibly begin to see a way out. And that empathy in understanding where somebody is a connector. When you connect to your ideal client and you see what their struggles are, you see what their problems are, but you also see what their deeper desires are, you speak in a different way. Melanie and I have been doing business together for 11 plus years, which is crazy to think about. From the days of me being super hesitant and somewhat judgmental about what she was doing, from purchasing my first workout and begrudgingly purchasing a shake from her months later when I signed up as a distributor, everything that she did was built on this belief. Belief in the products she had to offer, belief in the opportunity that she had in front of her, and belief that what she did mattered. If you are somebody in this season right now who is frustrated because you aren't seeing the numbers that you want in your business, or you are somebody who is going, I just don't understand why I can't find the confidence to talk about the business, or if you are somebody who is just discouraged because you're doing all the right things, but your content isn't quite connecting with your ideal client, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to look into the Rockstar Recruitment. The systems and the strategies she has taught are like no other person that I know in any direct sales industry has accomplished quite what she has been able to accomplish. Whether that is through recruitment or duplication, you will learn so much from Melanie. And I know this to be true because I built a successful direct sales business with her guidance and with her mentorship. From somebody who was incredibly hesitant and doubtful and skeptical and thought she was just incredibly weird, to somebody who is now my lifelong best friend that I have the honor of doing business next to. There are strategies that over the years, of course, that have changed, whether that is social media or the specific tactics that we've used, we've adjusted. And that's a big part of why we work so well together. And I'm so excited that the Rockstar Recruitment that is updated and she is constantly working on making sure that she is sharing best practices so that more women have an opportunity to really grow in this incredible business opportunity. So if you have not yet checked out the Rockstar Recruitment, I encourage you to do it because the girl knows what she's talking about. And yeah, she might be a little bit crazy from time to time, but I know from personal experience that if she was able to help me build a multi-seven-figure business, wasn't getting my math right. I am sure that she can help you build the foundation to yours. All right, you guys, thank you for joining me in this episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. But I hope that these strategies help you. I hope it helped you to really think about your own content and to get out there and really feel confident about direct sales done right. All right, you guys. Well, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Direct Sales Done Right podcast. We love sharing our experiences with direct sales with you. And we also love when you show up on social media and tag us to spread the word about direct sales done right. So let us know that you listened. Let us know what you thought of this episode, and we will see you next time. All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners. Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.